Hello. Hello. This is your host, Tom Anderson. And this is Connect the Dots radio show. A call in radio show, 888-627-6008. This is the BBS Internet Radio Network. I call it Radio Free America because we can talk about things here without any fear of repercussions. We can comment on the things that aren't allowed to be commented on regular TV, mainstream media. And so, we can't help but ignore, if you've been watching the TV, someone tried to assassinate President Trump today. And I gotta talk about that a little. And, luckily, the crazy person didn't succeed. But it does bring to point that there were a lot of people who don't like Trump, and a lot of people, the elite world controllers, don't like Trump because he doesn't want to play along with keeping the status quo. And so it's been common knowledge that mind control is a sophisticated science today, and they always can find some crazy person or brainwashed fool to go and do something like try to assassinate President Trump. Yeah, there'll always be more candidates available than they can accommodate. And mind control is like the scientific art now. And what was really interesting, I like science fiction, so I'm doing a show in New York here, and we have on Saturday night at 8 p.m., there's a show called Svengoolie, where they play, you know, great B movies. And this one was called, it's from the 1950s, How to Make a Monster. And of all things, the guy working in the makeup department, learning that the studio was bought out by people that weren't interested in makeup artists like himself anymore. And then we're going to jump into the rock and roll scene and just have pretty girls and Elvis lookalikes and stuff like that. And so he came up, this guy, I know he knew he was going to be losing his job. So he devised a makeup formula and put it on the face of the people that were playing like the last monster movie from his studio. And he got them to kill the three new owners using young teenage boys that were willing to play monsters for very little money. And he was brainwashing them. He invented this formula that he could take control of their minds and get them to blow out. And three murders are committed. And I think it's kind of coincidental that I should watch that show at 8 o'clock to 10, and then I flip over to the news of what happens. Here we have an equally bizarre scenario where someone is going in to try to kill the president during a big meeting. And I have to say, I'd bet money on him dead. The crazy guy that tried to pull this one off was being brainwashed into doing it. And like I said, it's a very sophisticated science nowadays. Multiple ways of doing it. And that is my take on it. Or it could have been a whole big scenario. We invited all hired actors to the fact that got the shot so easily, And it could have been all fake scenarios to make police look good and make Trump look good and give people faith in our way of doing things. But chances are it was just a crazy person brainwashed into doing something stupid that he didn't succeed at accomplishing. The only thing we could say is, we'll be hearing about this for the next days and weeks, maybe. There's so much going on with the war. And there's also a lot of, I don't know if it's all wrong or what, but there's this, and I'm always getting new people on my email service looking to sell me their point of view. Something called Interstellar, and they've got this fantastic story about the loyal military took over the Denver underground section. They found the mad rail train that goes to New York City, the Miracle to Epstein Island, and they confiscated all this information. And the heads are going to roll. Just what we want to hear, it'd be nice if it was true. And then when they start getting into the med bed as well, we've heard this story before. And the way they word it, it's like, it doesn't sound like it's going to happen right away. There's a lot of information about med beds out there. But like, where are they? Why are we still being deprived? When it has something to do with the event and all that coming up, and the ETs don't want to give us the methods until after this event happens, even though they probably could. But they're worry birds. They believe that the dark forces will try to kill humanity if they bring down the bed and start dispersing. I mean, it's a remote possibility, but these are the guys, the same groups of people, or ET brothers and sisters that were here back in the 1990s or even in the 80s, and they claimed that they had the ability to shut down everything, and so they could land, and there would be no retaliation against them because they would have everything shut down, turned off, etc. So here we are, 25, close to 30 years later, and it's still, not, we're still not there, I mean, and it's just like this attitude that they're afraid to move, and they've been physical. There's we had physical intervention meditations have been taking place for a year or two now, and they're just not happy that everything hasn't been solved. And there's basically, from what I see, there's a couple of groups relating to this. There's the resistance movement and their spokesperson, Cobra, who tells us about the loosely knit Galactic Confederation relating to beings from the Pleiades, the Andromedans, the Arcturians, the Aldebarans, and Lyrans, and all these good Syrians, good groups that are they all seem to have cold feet, and they're worried that the Dark Forces still have enough power, though they keep talking about how they're dismantling the power, that they're worried that they would try to destroy Manatee if they attempted to land. Of course, we have to consider they're bragging that they wrapped the whole thing up in 15 minutes. Well, it doesn't, I don't care how much you think the Dark Side is powerful, they're not going to be able to destroy humanity in 15 minutes. And after all, you've been claiming for 25 years or longer that you have the ability to shut down the nuclear weapons, shut down the missiles, turn off the radio and TV, and you have full control of everything. So what are you afraid of acting for if you can do all that and then wrap the whole thing up in 15 minutes? You know? I hate when things don't make sense. I really dislike it. You know, it's annoying. You know, I don't get involved in really hating, but it's really annoying that it's being portrayed so illogical, you know. And I'm really disturbed about how this thing is being handled. Now, this is something that's ongoing too. Meanwhile, I'm always looking to experience new things. Oh yeah, so the revelations coming across are from the Galactic Confederation, led by Cobra, who has his portal site, the 2012portal.blogspot.com. And the other group, by Ambassador Aurora Ray, and her revelations and videos talking about the Galactic Federation. You see, there's two different groups. Who do we believe? Is Cobra and the Confederation, the real good guys? I probably put my money on that, but then there's the Galactic Federation that's talking the same thing. You know, the same stories. They both have mentioned Commander Ashtar Shiran, and which actually there's a connection to that from an old original Star Trek episode. Comedian Frank Gorshin plays the bounty hunter from Shiran, the planet Shiran, and he's chasing someone across the galaxy. And they get involved with Captain Kirk, trying to take over ship and all kinds of stuff like that. But there's the name Shiran coming up in 1965 Star Trek episode, or was it 66? But anyhow, that episode is out there. So now there's apparently a real Ashtar Shiran, Commander Ashtar Shiran. And it seems like both groups are talking about him. So who we can believe? You know, is it the red team or the blue team? The Confederation or the Federation? And recently, there's an onslaught of Ashtar Shiran videos where the Aurora Ray, close to 300 videos that have been put out by Aurora Ray representing the Galactic Federation. They were all 5 to 7, maybe 8 minutes long at most. All these new Ashtar Shiran videos, where they keep flashing different versions of the same cartoon character that's supposed to represent what he looks like. You know, blue eyes, long blonde hair, and wearing space suits, different coordinated suits. And these are all anywhere from, I don't know, 15 minutes to a half hour, sometimes even longer. And they were mentioning the Galactic Federation. And they're talking about all these things that are happening now, and they're using the same type of analogy, using the cosmology of the planets, astrology wise, and drawing their conclusions and making their cases via the geometry of astrology. And it is worth looking at. But the fact that they're using things which kind of seems like a kind of, and using sensationalism to get you to watch the half hour video or so, the 3 days of darkness they're focusing on. But then when they finally explain it, nothing really is going to happen that's going to affect us, the surface population. They're talking about the five cities in America that have underground power points that had been hacked many, many years ago, and they're going to be unkept. And the cities are Chicago, Los Angeles, Phoenix, Houston, and Atlanta. The statement has been made. See, they're advertising, you know, to con you to be interested, to get your attention. 3 days of darkness, well, they're watching wild with that, imagine all those things. But when I finally watched a few of them and it was finally explained, really, only a few people in these localities, they might sense something that's happened a bit outside of that. There's going to be no 3 days. The sky is not going to be black, you know? And so I don't know what to make of that, but they're showing up on Twitter on YouTube. Go check it out. Book of them. Astar Shiran. And then I guess take some time to watch them and make your own judgment. Or is this just bullshit? Or is this reality? But at the same time, they're using sensation to get your attention, to pay attention to what we were talking about. And who are we talking about here? We're talking about Ashtar Chiron, commander of the Galactic Fleet, which is a coalition of independent groups here to help free humanity from control of the dark forces and put it into darkness for once and all. I've been following this for 7 years, and they've come up quite a bit. You know, here's the thing, you know, I'm willing to give everybody a fair chance to believe what they're saying, but when you take so long and you keep coming up with excuses, you know, I'm like anybody else, I'm going to wonder, you know, everything you've been telling me, you never offered any proof for anything. To it, so you could have been all made up and just dragged out, moving the goals down the road so we never score a touchdown. I mean, that's a possibility, but you know, we're getting closer. I'm still following it, and we're getting closer to the event, and they're coming running out of excuses. It says there's just a little bit of this thing called a blur. Another anomaly that are still holding darkness on our planet here. We're the last stronghold for darkness. And they said the problem with getting rid of this energy called the lurker, it's quantum entanglement with human mind. Of course, there's probably some common sense ways to deal with it, but I guess they haven't figured it out yet. Because it's a sticker for them, and we're being all held up because they can't figure out how to deal with it. So it might be a lot easier than they think, you know? And I think they're being overly cautious, and we're paying the price for it, possibly. Well, I don't even mind to say, but I'm not afraid to question. So look out for those Ashtar Sharon videos on YouTube and do your own analysis. Of course, by the way, it's always done in half-hour video, 40-minute video, 20-minute video. It's a lot of your precious time, but there's a lot being said, you know, in these videos. And trying to wake people up. That things are happening. They talk about 5, 9 signs, you know, economic signs, mass comprehension signs, the shattering of old ways, the solar contracts, the activation of the American grid, the placement and burying of stones, you know. There is a stones from meteorites being buried in the ground. And there's now emeralds being buried in the ground to create an emerald grid. And they're also talking about the importance of opals. So these things are all being done. And slowly but surely, the darkness is beginning to fade away, but look, they're still pretty powerful darkness, but they got these wars going, which is not helping people who want to focus on love at all. The wars need to stop. And the people need to take command of their governments that are all having been bought out or being blackmailed or brainwashed. You know? So the whole legal system needs to be changed to have better safeguards. You know, let's just stop yahooing ourselves and talking about how great the U.S. Constitution is. It was great for women. It was written. But so many new factors have come into play that a new set of safeguards have to be put in place. But they haven't been. Whose fault is that? It's politicians' fault, really, but it's also everybody else's fault for entrusting politicians with too much power. And there are no penalties for them goofing off and doing what the bribe money says and getting away with it. New safeguards have to be put in. And it's not that difficult, but it needs to be done. You know, and that's why people, all these private groups now, the private citizenry of America has to begin taking command of the people we've entrusted too much power to. Even President Trump, we need to tell him what we want to do. Like, you know? And he needs to comply. And, same for everybody else. We need to tell the Congress what we want them to do. Stop this pardon dickering. The ever, never ending game of tic tac toe that no one ever wins. You know, we're sick of it. The only winners are the ones who take the bribe money. You know, it's crazy. And look what, oh, and while the price of living goes up in every way, and continues to rise, let's not forget to thank President Trump. Thank you, President Trump, for raising the cost of living. Yeah, you're such a genius, you know? What can we say? You can little joke of it like that. Don't forget to thank you, President Trump, for raising the price of everything. And so much for that. And we got this, this war situation, this war is going to be ending, and it's, I don't know what to say. I said that's about it. So let me tell you something interesting that I have really gone to attacking on Chamber for the first time back on March 17th. Yeah. How about that? And what I found out was that most unusual triangle set up around a mat you lay on, where the first one of its kind I had ever seen in my life. We think of a frame, try a frame pyramid. If you can envision that, where the diagonal tubes that rise up vertically to meet at the apex, and sometimes a crystal pyramid is put on top, on a base where all four sides are equal, four-sided pyramid. So this frame pyramid, the diagonal tubes that go up to head towards the apex from the corners, did not touch the huge crystal on top. It was actually centered on a platform attached to the four diagonal vertical tubes, copper tubing. And it was a pretty large crystal, and then it was, I guess, glued to be straight up, but it wasn't touching the tubes. I'd never seen a pyramid set up like that. But when I crawled under it, I could immediately feel the pressure of something coming down. It was that powerful. And it was an amazing experience, Close your eyes and you're sitting for 20 minutes. And but it seems like almost 10 because time has been sped up somehow, some way. In that situation, and it's not really cheap, so for 20 minutes, it's not really cheap. So I'm someone who, lives some paycheck to paycheck, day to day, and I don't have extra money to go more than once a month. So the next time I went, I decided to go a different tachyon place. And there it was, the setup had, I felt like no power, basically. The time was shortened, basically, as same as the other one. 20 minutes seemed like 10 minutes, and he's telling me, okay, time's up. And part of the reason, first of all, it wasn't that same pyramid. This was a regular frame pyramid with a crystal laid on top that wasn't positioned correctly. And the tubes didn't all meet together. Two of them met together, and the other two were about an inch off to the side one way and an inch or two off to the side the other way. So a very bad set of a pyramid. And so it was no surprise I felt close to nothing. So then I decided the following month, just a couple of days ago, that I would go to back to the first one where went to where they had this unusual pyramid where the copper tubes weren't touching the crystal at the apex. And I had checked on the internet, is this actually going to work like this without direct contact to the crystal? And basically, I asked the AI machines about this, And the answer was yes. With copper tubing, you don't have to touch the crystal, the scaffold. This materialized itself to make the connection, a small gap. So I wanted to go back and experience that again because that was a very powerful experience. And lo and behold, when I get there, go into the same room, it wasn't the same pyramid again. You know, it was one like the other place I went to, just a regular frame pyramid with a crystal, the four tubes meeting together, and the apex being formed by a crystal upright in the middle. But this one was put together correctly, and the crystal was pointing up. So I went in there, and it was like not as powerful as the other pyramid at all. And I was very disappointed. And so I went out, I asked some questions, you know, came and changed the pyramid. And I was told nobody came in and changed anything. And I'm thinking, what? You mean to tell me that you don't know that last month when I was here, there was that was a little more than a month. And 5 weeks ago when I was here, that pyramid was different than the one you have now? And I get the response, well, nothing's been changed. And I'm thinking, how could you not notice the difference? You know? And, well, why would you lie to me and tell me that nothing was changed when I know it was changed? You know? So I'm not going to pursue that issue, turn it into an argument, but I had to do some investigation and some thinking. How could this be? I mean, I ran into a situation before in life where something happened in broad daylight, plenty of witnesses around, except only the two people involved in an altercation where the altercation was not seen by everyone that was around. And this took place at the bar. And someone was blown across the room, basically, with energy like they do in these science fiction movies. Somebody puts out their hand, and the energy comes out of your hand and knocks somebody over and sends them sailing 10, 20 feet across the room. And amazingly, nobody saw that. It was right in front of everybody, but nobody saw it. And the guy who got thrown across the room with a hand energy weapon, kind of like, just falls down, gets up, and sits down at a table about 20 feet away, like nothing ever happened. And that was the end of the conflict. So I'm thinking, this sounds like another deal. Somebody has changed the pyramid, and the person who should have noticed it is not aware. This is the guardian of the tachyon chamber person. Somehow that changing of the pyramid and any recollection of a different pyramid being there was wiped from their mind. Now, these facilities are not open 24 hours. They're basically open from 10 to 8, something like that. So during the night, there's nobody there. So in my mind, that left two possibilities. Somebody with the keys comes in and changes the pyramids, or a team comes in to do it. Or better yet, since these tachyon chambers, it's been told to us that they are connected to a spacecraft out beyond the Earth, and they shoot this beam of tachyons through the veil, a giant veil that keeps tachyon beams away from entering the Earth. And it's good for beneficial to our bodies to be exposed to this tachyon beam. So the people in the spacecraft, our brothers, galactic brothers and sisters, punch a narrow hole through the electronic veil and down into the chamber. And besides the pyramid, there's a mat going, it's only a 4 foot base frame pyramid, and there's a mat that goes through it, and you lie on the mat, where the center of the pyramid is over your heart, kind of like heart chakra, with your body sitting out on one side and also sitting out on the other side. Your head isn't under the pyramid. And there's four other, at least four, I noticed, other pyramids set up to the side and the perimeter of the room. And I'm thinking that, now I'm thinking that that has, either it focuses the beam around you, it gains it, or that's a setup for teleportation. That that's how they changed the pyramid. They teleported down, switched the top of the pyramid, took the big crystal off, reconnected, moved the diagonal vertical tubes so they touched, and put a smaller crystal on. The larger crystal was about 4 to 5 times the mass of the smaller crystal. And when I tried, I've actually called another Titan company, you know, just to see if they knew anything about this other type of pyramid when the copper tubing doesn't touch crystal. And I couldn't find anybody as if I'm. This only happened for me on that particular day. Or the other possibility is because I took the initiative to email Cobra that it was you know, just telling the story as it happened. You know, first time I go under this pyramid with copper tubes, don't touch the crystal, I felt a very powerful force coming down upon me while I was laying there. And then I go to this other place where it looks like the setup of the pyramid, frame pyramid, was somehow knocked out of whack, and they recommended that it send somebody over to fix it. And I thought, let's just, I wasn't thinking that the simpler frame pyramid was just simply weaker. I thought it had to do with the configuration not being exact and off kilter. So anyhow, I spoke to the other person, and they said this is the only pyramid that so everybody said the Cobra only has one pyramid. So what I'm thinking is this whole setup with the tachyon chambers is set up by the Pleiadians. And their spacecraft, and you punch a hole in the veil, electronic veil is still around our planet, put there by HARP. How about that? Some of the HARP of them. Well, you got that electronic veil over keeping the tachyons away from us. So I think my best guess is that the Pleiadians, hey, it's their technology and everything. They teleport in the middle of the night. When they want to change the pyramid, they teleport there down and test different configurations. Right? So if they're listening now, the one where the tubes don't touch the crystal, and the crystal's 4 or 5 times larger than the smaller crystal on most of the models, is the one to go with. And they also probably do a little mind control on the guardian of that chamber. So there's no recognition that the pyramid was ever changed. And how often they use it, I don't know. But I know one thing. The day I was there, I got to witness it and feel it, and it was way more powerful than the standard one they're using. And which was, I find that to be very disappointing. So if you're listening there, Pleiadians, start reinstalling the larger crystal pyramid with the where the copper cubes don't touch the crystal, because that was the one that I really felt I was experiencing something. And so much for that. That's my assessment with the Tachyon Chambers. You want to experience what it's like? Well, pay the money and go. And do your own analysis and keep your eyes peeled, because Lady Anne might have another different type of pyramid for you on the day you go. And, it's something to think about. Now, just to change the subject, by the way, I recommend if anybody communicates with the Pleiadians, tell them they need to make the pyramid a little bigger. It's too cramped up trying to crawl, and the guardians of the Tachyon Chamber, they're worried you're going to bump into it and knock it out of whack. And apparently, then one place in it, that was what happened. And it wasn't refixed because they were afraid to touch it. You know, they've been told don't touch it. But anyhow, I have my observation saying that the pyramids are adjusting, the pyramids are replaced with different pyramids at the discretion of the Pleiadians, and they're not telling, or whatever reason, they're not telling the guardians of the Tachyon Chambers that they're doing experimentation, which I don't think is fair. I think they should be informing the people that have the Tachyon Chambers that they're actually trying different pyramids at. And what more can I say than that? Plus, it's got a 4-foot base, crane pyramid. And instead of points at the other, where the tubes meet together on the base, instead of normal points like a normal pyramid, they use curve 90-degree curves, frame pyramid using copper tubing. They just put the base together with 90-degree curves, and eliminating the points. And I did some investigation on that, and the info I came up with was that you do that when you want to lessen the power of the pyramid. So anyhow, I recommend that there be at least a 5-foot base pyramid instead of 4, making it easier for people to crawl into, and to replace all the regular frame pyramids that looks like something you put together from Home Depot. You could, basically. And for the money they charge for these pyramids, people are getting ripped off. I mean, even with the large crystals placed in the corner of the room, that could be no more than $2,000 worth of crystals, 3 at the most, and maybe $1,000. Well, the parts, copper tubing, we're only talking about $100 worth of copper tubing. If that, probably less. And, there's some of these things originally were $25,000. You want your own Tachyon Chamber. And now I hear it's up to $27,000. And my estimate, it probably takes less than an hour to put it together, $100 worth of parts, and crystals. We'll get the benefit of that, $3,000 worth of crystals. So it's going to be under $4,000 to build this thing for you. And of course, you've got to pay money to Goldberg because he has to make the connection. He's the only one to do it. So we'll give him $1,000, you know, for his participation and knowledge. And so for $5,000 worth of expenses at the most, and that's paying Cobra $1,000 to show up and inaugurate it, $1,000 a day, yeah, I'll take that job. The and it won't take a whole day, it probably only takes a couple hours. It's a big ripoff, you know. It's like it's for actually the wealthy to set up, you know. There's maybe no more than 5,000, maybe only 4,000, and they're charging you 25,000 or 27,000 for the pyramid and the activation. Nah, that's not fair, and it cuts out most of the general public. Well, I just have to give my 2 cents on it, you know. Why don't they do it for this cost? You know, show us some ethics. Or, you know, sell it for a small profit, a couple of $1,000 profit. It's still a fairly good price for something you can put together in less than a day, and then maybe the price could go down to $7,000 or $8,000, and then maybe that's feasible for people who can get a loan for that or something like that. Or the elite who have that money just laying around with large bank accounts. So this whole setup, this Pleiadian idea and setup is not really that beneficial for most of humanity. Too much money, cost. People don't have that extra money nowadays. Why don't you have extra money? Well, you can thank your Uncle Trump for that. And why you don't have extra money. And that's what's going on with the Tachyon Shippers. So I see. Oh, I discovered a lot by trial and error and just walking into it and seeing what I could find out. And I'm very disappointed that I'll probably never get to see that unusual looking pyramid again. But if there's any justice in this universe, you know, I'm speaking it out loud now. See that the changes are made because I'd like to experience that again. And like the saying goes, there's always a little room for a misunderstanding, you know? And so maybe when I sent that email to Cobra and I said the first one was so powerful and it was a disappointment, the second one that seemed to be out of whack, damaged, partially damaged or something, there was a misunderstanding of what my point was. I wasn't complaining that the first one was powerful, but it might have been taken like that, too powerful, and then they sent it to the Pleiadians, transport down into the chamber, and they put back the standard bomb, thinking they set up one too powerful. Well, I mean, you know, like the feeling, you know, and that, now you took that, you know, spoiling with that good feeling, and now I'm not inclined to actually go back to these chambers again. Because I'm feeling close to nothing, regardless of what they tell me. Things are happening. I know I didn't have any out-of-body experience. I would have liked that. But with the low power systems that they have now, they need to rank up the power, and they need to do some more accurate putting together of a pyramid. You can't just bring the four pipes together, open-ended, and then just haphazardly pop a stone that's not lined up in any specific way. That's like, you know, that's, as the saying goes, half-ass, you know? And I don't like the idea that they curve the corner something. But again, what's the word of that? People might feel something really. I mean, be afraid that it's going to be too much energy for somebody to handle. Then why are you even talking? If you really believe it's that dangerous that people can't feel it in a way that really can feel it, what's the point of all that? You know? We want some to be able to feel things. We just don't want to hear a fairy tale. But when you're feeling it, man, that was great. But that opportunity has been taken away from me. And I don't have money to spend going around, all around the United States of the world, visiting every guy on campus looking for this more spirit that has been taken away. And so that's my legitimate complaints concerning that. Now, say, you know, this is a calling radio show. If you have any experience with acting on set, let's call up now. Well, I'm talking about it. 888-627-6008. And another viewpoint is always welcome. Now, here's what else I just happened to stumble on today. I'm always stumbling across things. Just go on the internet or go on Twitter. And it was, you might want to write this down. The, there's a site called Nine Universes. NineTonesUniversal.com, I believe. Anyhow, the has a lot of information about sound. You can change the frequency of the water by, and they have a 9 minutes of a day that corresponds to the 9 solfeggio frequencies. And it works with the 3, 6, 9. You're making point of that. Same as the test was at the 3, 6, 9. And you look on the calendar, they have a color code. And today, on the 25th, it was a red day, representing the color of the root chakra. And you also, so 396 Hertz frequency, but they also connected with all the angles. They're taking a hexahedron shape, which is cube, and they're saying that's a total of 2,160 degrees. And how do they get that number? Well, each side, cube has six sides. Each side has 4 90-degree angles. Okay? So, you know, 4 times 90 is 360 degrees. And then you got the six sides, multiply that, and you get 2,160. Now, let's connect dots. 2,160 years. It is the amount of time that each zodiac has a 12, each one of the 12 zodiac signs has, as the sky rotates, or we rotate around the sky following the sun. And the sun, by the way, has a rotation of 25 days, but travels around into what time of year and 12 times. 2,160 gives you 25,920 times here. So all these numbers coincide. So it's Saturday today, or it's very Sunday on the East Coast. Then you're into the next color, which would be orange. And there's a different shade for that. But anyhow, this is a site and a lot of information that plus different parts of the site that can dilate your frequency from 0 up to 20,000 hertz. And the site again is called mindwiseuniversal.com. Spelled just like it sounds. Mindwiseuniversal.com. And they give you the experimental structure of water there, floating water, could have been print thoughts, and all kinds of things upon water. Water is receptive to thoughts. Well, that about wraps up the show, and there's so many things happening this month and coming up May. Weird configurations with astrology. Hey, visit the portal and find out what's going on. You know, 2012portal.blogspot.com. Good source of info. And hey, check out those Ashtar Sharon video YouTubes out there. Look at them. It's about home messages now. And don't get scared about the 3 days of darkness when you watch enough of them, you'll find out there's nothing to worry about. You know, when the event finally happens, the world government will be dissolved by an angelic hierarchy. Bring it on, I can hardly wait. Meantime, we're going to go over the task down and end the show now. And you're going to get the lead guitar solo of my song, are you the party in kind, are you? Because I am. And followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Yeah, I'm a singer-songwriter. I got an album out there called Songs Better Than You. And I got another album called American Party Songs. Both put out there by CD Baby. Look for them on YouTube. Plus, I got my own YouTube channel. Want to see what kind of videos I put together, music videos, a lot of original songs, good ones, too. And I got 31 out there now. It's Tom Anderson, 5621. Okay, everybody. Hey, I don't know, download my music from CD Baby, 99 cents a song, or give me a chance to make the money off this stuff. Stuff is worth 99 cents at least for a song. Hey, and get ready for the countdown now, Mr. Engineer. And look for me in 2 weeks. Yeah. My midnight show in New York here, listed at 11 p.m. Central. Daylight time, connect the dots. It's once every 2 weeks. So, 2 Saturdays from today is when I'll be back with more information about the progression of moving into the new timeline of planet Earth. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't wanna be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, I know I was here and took my stand. Without being made clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. whisper in without fear, it clear to the